In today's Buffalo News, reporter Dan Herbeck completes a two-part series exploring the mafia in Western New York, its current state, and its remarkable violent history. A chilling, compelling subject, Dan Herbeck shared several stories during his recent visit to the WBFO studios. At the top, a series of unsolved mob-related hits dating back nearly 50 years.
You know, some of these, Jay, were actual, what I would call, official mob hits that were, you know, the leaders of the Buffalo Mafia pointed their fingers and said, this man is going to be killed. A good example of that would be Billy Schellino, who was a member of Local 210. He was a mob-connected guy, and in 1980, the Mafia got word that perhaps he was providing information to the FBI. They had him murdered in March of 1980 on the Metro Rail transit site. He was out on the work site. He got a phone call in a construction trailer. He goes in to answer the phone call, and as he picks up the phone, a team of mob assassins in masks appeared at the door of the trailer. Some of them crouched down, some of them stood up, and they just blasted away at Billy Schellino till he was dead.
Mafia influence was widespread in the region. Herbeck cites experts who estimate some 200 so-called mob soldiers were involved at one time in high-level organized crime in Western New York. Their loyalty connected to traditions dating back generations.
It started in Italy, of course, and in Sicily. And the people like Stefano Magadino, who was the most powerful mob leader in the history of Western New York, he grew up in Sicily. He was involved in criminal activities in Sicily. He came over to America in the 1920s, and he and a lot of guys like him, the reason they came over here was to be involved with the mafia in America. So he was involved in all kinds of mafia crimes in New York City before he ever came to Lewiston, which is where he moved to. And then he took over the Western New York mob family. It doesn't really exist anymore, but when it was in its heyday, it was something that was literally handed down from father to son. It was really like a family organization, and people swore loyalty to the mafia above all else. According to a retired state trooper, George Carolus, who spent 10 years just listening to mob wiretaps, he told me that Magadino at one point ordered a list of 26 men to be murdered because he felt that they had all made remarks ridiculing him at one time or another. And according to George, these men were all killed just for making an intemperate remark.
According to Dan Herbeck, many mob-related cases remain cold, though authorities maintain that those involved would be tried and convicted no matter their age.
I went over and I interviewed Adam Cohen, who is the agent in charge of the Buffalo FBI office, and I really didn't know what he would tell me because I know that the mafia has always been a top priority of the FBI in the Buffalo area. At one time, I can't tell you how many members were in the squad, but the FBI had a huge squad totally dedicated to going after the mafia in the Buffalo area. So he told me that that squad no longer exists, at least in terms of investigating the mafia. He said, we turn our attention toward much more pressing problems these days, including the street gangs, drug gangs that have been shooting each other in huge numbers in the last few weeks. And over the past few years, if you think back, going back to these drug gangs run by Sly Green and people like that, these people hurt a lot more I mean, shot or killed a lot more innocent victims than the mafia ever did. So they've turned their attentions toward crime problems like that and also trying to prevent another 9/11 from happening. And he told me, we really don't see the mafia as a presence anymore in Western New York. And I was a little, I'm not surprised that he thought that, but I was pleasantly surprised that he was honest enough to admit that to me.
At the same time, are there still, quote-unquote, soldiers who maybe have aged out, so to speak, that still reside, or alleged soldiers who still reside in this area?
Absolutely. There are still some vestiges of the mob, guys who are still around, but all of them are at the very least in their 70s. So they're not out there creating havoc like they used to. As Adam Cohen told me, we believe most of them have either retired from criminal activity or moved on to legitimate businesses.
Dan Herbeck of the Buffalo News, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.